Greetings, friends. Imagine you listened to this. God told me, wait, what? You heard God's voice? Oh, come on. Yes, God told me I should go a different direction on my job. Seriously? You expect me to believe that God talked to you? Funny thing, it was not long ago on a cross-country flight that I turned to the man next to me and asked, hey, does God ever speak to you? He might be surprised to know that he did not ring for the flight attendant or ask to be moved. He answered my question, and we ended up having a very lively, interesting conversation, one that continues to this day. Does God talk to us? Like, does he actually lead us individually? Let's look at how he spoke to Paul. As we peer over the apostle's shoulder, we see him set off on his second missionary journey, this time with Silas as his mate. Our text is Acts chapter 16, and I've included a link to it in your briefing. Reading the whole chapter takes just a couple minutes, and it sets the following remarks in their proper context. However, it is easy to get lost in the names of unknown places, bogged down in what appear to be unimportant details recorded by the historian Luke. But are there ever unimportant details in Scripture? But first, I must blurt out that I love this chapter, and I hope my enthusiasm entices you to step a little closer. Pictured in this briefing, above and below, is excavated Philippi, where most of this chapter is set. I took the pictures last April, beautiful spring poppies in the foreground in one. There are three different storylines in Acts chapter 16. How God speaks to Paul, leads him, then the first European convert, and finally, jailbreak, God style. Early on, Luke records that Silas and Paul were impressed by a young Timothy, so they took him along with them. It's an interesting thought. How did they know or decide where to go on this journey? The Holy Spirit directed them, clearly saying no to two different cities and yes to another. I quote, during the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, come over to Macedonia and help us. Did Paul heed the direction he got from this vision? He did. Also noteworthy, look at this detail. Is it really unimportant? Verse 8 states, they passed by Mysia and went down to Troas. In verse 10, the pronoun changes from they to we, saying, after Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. So, at this point, Luke, our author, joins Paul, Silas, and Timothy as they set sail to Macedonia. This is the first time the gospel will be preached in Europe. Hold on just a moment. Have you ever been heading a particular direction, your life going a certain way, and you had the action plan, but all of a sudden, you got a course correction? It is oftentimes hard to accept, difficult to understand. Same for Paul. He must have thought, why wouldn't God want me to teach those people about himself? Why not go there? We do not know if he questioned God, but either way, Paul obeyed the leading of the Holy Spirit and headed to Troas. And it appears that Luke joined the band of missionaries there, maybe even becoming Paul's personal doctor. Because God said no to Paul those two times, we have a gospel and a book of Acts written by Dr. Luke. God had a plan in telling Paul no. Take a moment with that. It brings to mind these words from Isaiah. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And I think of David's words, as for God, his ways are perfect. At times, we may not understand God's ways, but we can count on the fact that his heart toward us is always good. We may not understand his no, or his wait, or not yet. But we can trust that in answer to our prayers, he is always at work. We know this from Paul's later words written in Romans 8. For all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. And yes, as he spoke to Paul, so God speaks to the Christ follower. How does God make himself known to us? Several ways. He speaks through Scripture and in the still small voice. God speaks through other believers. Visions when we are awake, dreams when we are asleep. Our Father speaks through circumstances, what we often call open or closed doors. He also communicates through a knowing in our innermost being. I wonder, do you ever give God some quiet in which to speak?
Lately I've had a thousand closing doors that made me have to trust you even more. Gotta just wait, gotta have faith. He's got something good in store. And every no means you've got a better yes. Every not now gets me closer. Every no means you've got it.